It is the review show, and it's a special review show looking ahead to Liverpool's big week, fixtures against Manchester City, Chelsea and Arsenal to come. We're going to look a little bit about how they might set up against Liverpool, and how Liverpool might go on to counteract that, and what Liverpool just might do across three big fixtures in a very short space of time. It's Dan Morgan. I'm joined by Sean Rogers, and we've got a special guest. We've got Josh Williams, who is at _distancecovered on the socials. Josh is a writer for Reach PLC. You can find him at The Echo, The Mirror, Liverpool.com. Josh, welcome. Thanks for coming on, mate.
Yeah, thanks for getting me involved, mate.
Anfield rap debut.
It is an Anfield rap debut, yeah. So I'm looking forward to just talking about how Pep Guardiola's a bald fraud for the next hour, to be honest.
Let's get into that then. City, Guardiola, he's known for throwing a few curveballs in these types of fixtures. I mean, people will say that's, you know, him getting in his own head with fixtures like this. I think the fact that we've seen with a fair base of evidence now how he will want to play the idea of, you know, one fullback push right on, that's normally been Cancelo, he's not there anymore. The idea of Bernardo Silva dropping in next to Rodri, the idea of building up in a three sort of 3-2-5 type of formation with a centre back playing at full back, normally Ake. We can't expect that. But then, you know, there is the thing where he'll just turn up as he did in 2018-19 and make the pitch as big as possible and just try to kill a game, nullify it. He hasn't done that in recent years. You know, he's tried to engage Liverpool. What do you expect from City first and foremost?
Is that to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect with Guardiola, no. I think he tends to go full galaxy brain, I think, when it comes to facing Liverpool. You don't really know what to expect. And I think he's a little bit more predictable, a little bit more down to earth when he's playing at home. But when he's playing away, specifically at Anfield, it goes all over the place, really. And I think the last time we faced him earlier in the season, it was a lot like that, I felt. I feel like they used like a weird, like 3-2-4-1 shape. But it was kind of, I mean, you could see the logic behind it in terms of kind of like a lot of attacking players over on our weak side in terms of where Trent usually plays. I think it was Milner on the day. But you had Foden as a wing-back, essentially. You had Bernardo pushing up to that space and you had Gundogan and you were forming like a bit of a trio. But on the defensive side of the game, we kind of just really exposed them going the opposite way. I think Pep is inclined to get more players involved in the build-up against Liverpool simply because of the press. But this season, Liverpool's press hasn't really been there. So I can't really predict Guardiola. There's no point in even attempting to do that. But I think from our perspective, from our sake, I'd like him to just overthink as he usually does, really. Yeah. Kind of make it a bit complex for his players.